Hello, friends. My name is Joe Armstrong. Welcome to an Independence Day web exclusive. Even though everything else is on the internet, this is an exclusive just the same. The band this week is Stumpwaller, S-T-U-M-P-W-A-L-L-E-R. I've got Mike, Jason, Abe, and Deacon here. Say hello, gentlemen.
Howdy.
Hello.
They are a Los Angeles-based band, but they sound as if they're almost like Chicago Bloodshot. You know what I'm talking about? This Bloodshot record label. It's kind of like, I don't say alt country because it's kind of torch and twang, a little more than that mixed into there. How did you guys come about to do this style here in Los Angeles? Is there a scene for that? Or like, how did you come upon this?
I think for myself, it was always something that I was drawn to. You know, I'm not a guy that's going to come in and blow anybody away vocally. So I had to find, you know, people like Johnny Cash and, you know, sort of people like that were that was the sound that I was always drawn to because that was what I could sing.
Right.
And, you know, I always liked the doghouse bass. I knew I was going to need I've figured this out before. You need a great drummer, and Deacon is that for sure. And a very versatile multi-instrumentalist, which Ace Gonzalez is. And somehow we all ended up together. Deacon and I lived together for a while. And Jason was always around because he was playing in some of the other bands that these guys were playing in. And
I answered an ad on Craigslist.
And yes.
That's Abe who's talking here.
Abe answered an ad on Craigslist. And the first thing he said to me was, these songs need some slap bass on it. And I said, all right, bring it in. Let's do it.
And Abe, so what made you call these guys? Like, what was it?
You know, I really liked the songs that Mike had sent me. You know, when I answered that on Craigslist. And essentially, I didn't want to play just straight rockabilly or, you know, something real hard or aggressive like psychobilly. But I wanted to play upright and I wanted to do the pizzicato, the doghouse slap bass. And, you know, because I have a little left-hand technique that I think some of my peers, you know, stick to a little bit more formulaic or a little bit more kind of basic. I also wanted a little room to walk around, and these songs really have almost demand it, you know, in the sense that there's a lot going on, but it's, you know, it's kind of well-controlled chaos, so to speak. So I really like the songs, and Mike and the guys are genuinely nice people, and it was neat that they had already nice enough to me, I suppose. They, to LA when I first joined the band, first group I ever played with or tried out with, so to speak, after moving here. So.
All right, well, congratulations on the new son, by the way, and congratulations for finding the right band. Sometimes it takes forever to find the right band. Yeah, sometimes you don't find it at all. Yeah. So, gentlemen, once again, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it so very much. We're going to have you play one more song. Stop by stumpwaller.com to learn everything you need to know about them. Cool guys. They've got other records for sale there. They're working on a new record. It'll be out before too terribly long. And also, be sure to drop by indepday.com, indepday.com, to check out all of our full episodes. There are tons there. I was about to say a bad word. I'm just going to say there are tons of episodes there. So Stumpwaller, tell me, this is the song Josie. This is a really cool song. Tell me just a real little bit about this. What's this about?
This is a song. It's set in, I don't know, I'd say the early 1900s, late 1800s in Tennessee, about a guy who got caught moonshining and went back to tell his girl that they burned down his still and she should go on and live without him. And turns out they actually shot him, and he's about to die.
So
did I just give it away?
So it's a feel-good song.
No, it is. It's
family
gets played at weddings a lot.
You know, give us 3.5 minutes, we can bum you out. That's the motto here.
All right, once again, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Be sure to drop by stumpwaller.com. Check this out, Josie, Stumpwaller, and Independence Day.
Another lover.
like beauty on a vine. But now my lips grow numb, my fingertips are growing cold, and the blood that fills my boots must pay the debt of my pistol holds. I see you like an angel in your yellow cotton dress. Will you take me to St. Peter, my transgressions to confess? I've loved you all my life, now I love you in my death. But let me taste your lips once more with my last eating bread. And kiss me one more time, sweet Josie. You see.